Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present. The stuff is new and you won't hear it anyplace else. This is Behind the Scenes, where we let you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions. This time I'm asking Dawn Lunn, who works with school groups, a group interpreter. And the first question obviously is, what does a group interpreter do?
I lead tours of groups of 25 children around the historic area, and I show them a little bit of everything in just 3 hours.
And you obviously have not yet gone insane, but how long have you been doing this?
8 years.
Oh, my. That, to me, would be just a terrible job. I don't really like kids that much. Obviously, you must have made some accommodation that you deal with them.
I love kids. They're honest. It's fun. I don't think I have to make any accommodation because they're just a ball. They'll ask you any question. We play. We do 18th century games, and we sneak in all the history that we can.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot of fun for me, too.
What sort of questions do they ask? I'm just curious.
They ask anything from personal questions about Thomas Jefferson, did he wear a wig, to bathroom facilities situations. So you get everything from kids, so real upfront.
Have you ever worked with adults?
Yes, I work with adults too, but mostly children.
I was going to say, which is more fun?
The kids. Kids are a lot of fun. Yeah, for me.
I can't. You would have to know everything about everything because they just won't give. For instance, did Thomas Jefferson wear a wig?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But there's no way you can really prepare for that. It's just a matter of experience.
Well, the training is so extensive. The basic training for group interpreters is 12 weeks, 40 hours a week, and they cover virtually everything. So we're like the jacks of all trades in the historic area. We know a little bit about everything, and if you don't know, you know who to ask, which is really important.
Yeah, I guess with the kids, there's no way you could slough off a question. I mean, you couldn't say, I don't know that kid, leave me alone.
Actually, every single day I have to say I don't know to something.
Oh, really?
Because I don't think anyone knows everything. But like I said, we know who to ask. Mm-hmm. We know the experts in every building and in every trade. And if they're really curious, we can even email them later and tell them the answer to their question. And we do. We do that from time to time.
You go to that much trouble just to be sure that there is an answer.
Absolutely.
That is a lot of work.
But it's fun. And it keeps us on our toes, and we get to walk through the whole historic area, so we stay in good shape.
Yeah. How many of those do you do?
2-3 hour tours a day, especially this time of the year in May. It's a very busy time for us.
So for 6 hours every day, you're walking.
Absolutely.
Group leaders, group instructors, interpreters have to be in the best physical shape of anybody.
Well, if you're not, you will be.
Yeah. That's you obviously have fun doing it. Is there any part of it that you really don't like that is sort of trying for you? Have you ever had a child who was just rotten?
Personally, I'm really good at drawing out good things. I know some of my friends had some really bad experiences. But I've been really lucky. I do a lot of hands-on things, and I'm very interactive so that I keep them on their toes. I'm constantly moving, and I'm really good at reading a group, so with their body language and everything. So I know where I stand with them almost instantly, and I know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm. You say a lot of hands-on things,
mm-hmm.
such as?
Well, we draw water from the well. We play games, and just this morning I was doing a dry run of a cannon shooting with a group from Denver, Colorado.
A cannon shooting?
Well, not the, we don't use gunpowder or anything. We just go through the steps so the kids know what it was like. So that's one of my favorite things actually to do.
That sounds like kids would really get a kick out of that.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. And then I timed them. Today was my all-time record of 38 seconds, and they did all the steps. They were excellent from Denver.
Okay. What else would you do with them? I mean, I am having a hard time imagining 3 hours with 25 children walking around Colonial Williamsburg.
Well, we teach them colonial manners. We take them through the Capitol building and do court trials and vote for independence. And we put them in, we lock them in the jail, of course, and we take them to different trade sites and show them buildings and all kinds of stuff. We give them the whole town in a nutshell, basically.
Actually, the locking in the jail cell might appeal to me. But that's... do kids like that?
The kids
up.
Think it's really cool, and the teachers, they always comment that let's just leave them in there and go to lunch. And, we can't really do that, but, it's like a running joke.
25 kids, how much help do you have? How many teachers, generally speaking, are with 25?
Well, a minimum of one, but sometimes it's up to 50% adults. With their kids. Different schools have different rules as far as their school trips and how they organize and how many adults have to be there. But there's at least one adult with us.
Yeah, you just couldn't keep your eye on 25 children at one time. That'd be impossible. From your description of it, there's more to do walking around than you would think. Who got the idea of drawing water from a well? That would never have occurred to me.
I don't know whose idea it was. We have a man that's totally focused on that. His name's Jim Hollins, and he actually went out and measured how deep it was and got all kind of statistics and history about the well so we can tell them, do a little more than just draw water from the well. We can tell them all about it, the temperature and everything.
Okay. Say that. Also, how deep does a well have to be? I mean, what's...
We in Williamsburg, you hit water around 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. Good water?
You couldn't drink it today, but they used it for cooking purposes and such back then.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a child just decline to do and just say, no, he doesn't want to do that. He wants to stand here and do nothing?
Sure. We just let him.
Oh, okay.
Unless the teacher has a rule, really work with the kids. We don't want to embarrass anybody or single them out or anything like that.
Yeah. Boy, you have to be something of a psychologist and educator and a historian and all sorts of stuff. That's a demanding job. But clearly you like it.
Well, fortunately, I'm a mom, so I know how... I pretty much know the next move of a kid, what it's going to be. So they don't get anything over on me. So that's my advantage.
Oh, yeah. Hadn't thought of using your motherhood experience as part of the exhibit, but it is.
Every day.
How many children do you have?
Two.
And their ages?
23 and 25.
So it's past experience with you that you are... You've got the history down, Pat.
Yeah, I know all the age levels and how they'll act. The 12-year-old girls giggle for a period of 2 years.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop. It's very interesting. But, expect that when they come, and that's what happens.
What are the ages of your groups?
We start them in kindergarten on a tour called the Mother Goose Tour, where I get to be Mother Goose, and we do nursery rhymes throughout the historic area, and then we go all the way up through college.
Where you don't do nursery rhymes.
No more nursery rhymes. We get into more hardcore laws and situations like that and important history, that kind of thing.
And that, too, is you learn all that in your 12 weeks of orientation, right?
Well, not all of it, but as much as they can fit in the 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. A lot. Specialized tours, there's additional training. So for Mother Goose, If you don't know your nursery rhymes, you go through another little training on that.
What nursery rhymes apply to Colonial Williamsburg?
Well, you'd be surprised that they're everywhere you can find them. Like, just Jack be nimble. We have candlesticks everywhere.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Little Boy Blue. We have hay for the horses in the stables. We take them in there and we talk about Little Boy Blue. And they're just, you know, in the kitchens we have patty pans. We can do patty cake. So they're, you can be creative, or, but we do have a basic outline with their different rhymes.
Do you have 25 children for the kindergarten tour or fewer children for the kindergarten?
Usually they have a few more chaperones. It's 25 total with a child-adult mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't give you 24 kindergartners and one teacher?
Actually, usually when they're younger that age, more of the parents want to go on the trip.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's cute.
So you have volunteer parents coming for it.
Absolutely.
Good, that's good. That's where is the – in – well, I'm not sure I should ask you, but I'll ask you anyway. Of the ages, right, kindergarten through college.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the most fun to take?
For me, it's the fifth graders.
Fifth graders?
Fifth graders.
Why?
Because they're very, very enthusiastic, and they don't have to act too cool in front of their friends. They don't embarrass too easy like the older kids, and they don't have to stand around acting cool like the eighth graders. And it's a lot of fun for me. A good day for me is 25 fifth graders and running through the historic area and pretending to shoot off cannons.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check www.history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.